AM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
Hey, VOE, we are live, and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, 7:23, cloudy and 34 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Aaron Blocker. That means we're talking LEAP here today. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
Hey, we're doing all right. How are things going for you and for LEAP here as we close out the week?
Very good. We just had a great event last night. We are rounding out the week. we had a great Valentine event last night with tons of families from the community. And this was one of our Leap into Health and Literacy events. So I had a great turnout, had some really, really creative food, which I don't know if you've seen on Facebook yet, but Penny Smith over at the K-State Extension Office really outdid herself this time. Everything we ate was heart-shaped and healthy and Valentine's themed and really fun, so I think the kids and probably the parents really enjoyed it.
Heart-shaped and healthy, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
Nice touch. A nice Valentine's theme there. Well, let's talk about LEAP. It seems like you always have something going on with the Lifestyle Empowerment for Alzheimer's Prevention, and I think you have, a new program coming up as far as some resistance training for optimal aging?
Yes, we actually have a couple new programs coming up I'm really excited about. So this is the first year that we have had at Emporia State University a micro-internship program, and this is something new that they're kind of trying out, and I think it's going really well. But I was lucky enough to receive one of the micro-interns, and so Cayman Haydock, who is an HNHP major, he has really wanted to start some more exercise programming, which is great. And I have had a lot of requests over the years from guys wanting to do kind of a guys-only class. We've got our exercise class that meets twice weekly at Emporia Fitness, and it didn't start out as a program that was meant just for women, but it has just, it's molded its way into that, and the ladies are like, oh, no, we can't have guys at our exercise class. So this is our time. Cayman really wanted to start a strength training program for men to just, teach those basics, work them through training progression, and kind of teach them how to eventually learn how to develop their own programs. And really, stave off all of the age-related issues that a lot of people tend to deal with, whether it's just those aches and pains or it's things like, risk of falling, and obviously things like dementia. So we have a handful of people who have registered already, and March 5th is going to be the first session for that strength training program. So Cayman's going to meet with people on Tuesday evenings at 6 p.m. on campus, and he's going to take them through a strength training session. He's going to teach them all about what went into this session and why these exercises were selected, really work with them on technique, and then he's going to provide them with a second workout to do on their own later that week, and then we'll kind of reassess every week as they come back. So we're really, really excited about this.
And it sounds like you should be. And this really kind of dovetails into a lot of the other things that you already have through LEAP.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, this is kind of one of those little missing links, one of the things that we just hadn't been able to do yet, honestly, just because of staffing. We needed somebody that was wanting to do it and qualified to do it. And Cayman, he's a member of the ESU cross-country track and field team, and he has a very really good way of teaching and coaching. He's really interested in people's individual goals and, maybe some of the little hiccups that they might have that are preventing them from doing something like strength training and helping them get there. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how it goes.
So again, they'll be meeting at 6 p.m. on Tuesdays. Is there still room, Aaron, for more?
There is. Yep, there's still room. We don't want the group to be too big because we do want to be able to provide a lot of one-on-one coaching. And this is something that if it's successful and we really find that there's a need for it, then we will definitely look to expand and to add more coaches to the staff to do this type of thing for more people. But yeah, so there is still room. You can find the flyer on our Facebook page and then just message or email Kamen directly to get the registration materials and sign the waiver and all that fun stuff.
See, there's a QR code there too with your flyer. Okay.
Outstanding. Aaron, let me ask you here, because I know we've talked an awful lot about the Comet program here last, what has it been, about a year, 15 months or thereabouts? How are things going with that?
It's going well. We've got our first cohort of people that are like in the midst of being trained with their trainers in Emporia Fitness. We have another cohort of people that have already been what's called randomized, so they've been assigned to their training group. And to their trainer, and they're going to begin exercising, I want to say, March or April. And we're still recruiting. We've got room. We've got space. Really, you know, males and females, we definitely want to apply. But we do tend to see, and I say we, this is like nationwide, worldwide, men are less likely to participate in clinical trials research. And so we don't have as much data on men in these types of studies, and so we would like to see an influx of interested men if possible, but we're plugging along. We're doing great, and we are getting ready to start year three of the study, so this would be year two for us because we joined during year two, so we still have a few years left of getting people enrolled and training everyone and collecting that data, and you know, as you all know, there's some really great benefits to joining this study. You get a free gym membership, free personal training. You get all of the health assessments and that type of thing that normally you would have to pay a lot of money for. And in fact, we're actually paying people to do it. So not only do they get all the freebies, but they actually get a debit card. And every time they get one of their health assessments, it gets loaded with money that they can then spend however they want.
Great ways to get involved with this. You know, have there been any, I know this is an ongoing study, multi-year study, but have there been any findings that have come out of that just yet? Or basically, is everything going to wait until all the data is collected and then we get a study report here within the next maybe 3 to 5 years or so?
Yeah, so with these types of studies, the data isn't aggregated and analyzed and released until the end of the study. There may be things, you know, that you see, trends of, like I said, hey, we've got a lot more females participating than males. That's interesting. What can we, you know, learn from that? Or just, you know, in our particular case, just learning lessons from trying to roll out a large clinical trial like this, an NIH clinical trial in rural America, in rural Kansas, and what that looks like. But, yeah, in terms of data, linked to, you know, is resistance training better or cardiovascular training better? We won't know those answers until the end of the study.
Okay. How can people get involved with the study?
Yeah. They can email me directly at eblocker@emporia.edu, and then I can directly send them the links to basically the online surveys that are just an interest form, and then somebody from the research team at the KU Alzheimer's Disease Research Center will give them a call and screen them and see if they qualify.
Outstanding. Anything else that you got cooking here short term that you wanted to pass along today?
We do. And I need to double check with one of my other interns. I've got another fantastic intern, another HHP student. She is having an Olympic sports kids clinic. And that's going to be coming up here pretty soon. I forget the exact date, so I'll have to double check with her, but we'll get that information out on Facebook as soon as it's ready. But that one is going to be hosted over at 12th Avenue Baptist Church, and it's going to be like 3 hours of all different Olympic-themed sports. She's got a lot of helper coaches that are going to help her coach that. And this is kind of a spinoff on the Swoosh basketball sports clinics that she did in the fall. They had great turnout. The parents and the kids loved it. And we're like, what's next? We got to do something else. So she's gonna have that coming up here in the next month or so, and hoping to get just a huge turnout for that because she's got lots of space and availability for that one.
Good information. As always, thank you, Aaron Blocker.
Thank you, thank you.
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Yeah, Aaron Blocker, the Emporia State LEAP program, Lifestyle Empowerment for Alzheimer's Prevention. Good work there.
Absolutely. And always, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
If you wanted to be part of the Newsmaker spots here, which is 7:20 to 7:25 every weekday morning, Thursday, Friday next week are our first available dates. So let us know, 620-342-1400. You will have Monday, Emporia State Director of Bands Gary Zeke, Wind Ensemble Concert coming with Emporia High and Emporia Middle School students on Tuesday.
And our Newsmaker, Primetime Newsmaker, brought to you this morning by the Opie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Opie Chicken House. A family tradition since 1958. That's the Opie Chicken House. It is 7:33, 34 degrees. Stay tuned. We will check the weekend weather next.
You've got questions when it comes to vehicle maintenance. Questions like, who can possibly fix this?